Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. by our cuckoo clock on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, which is 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on November 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on this website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. This is KC2YXN. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations who would like to join us this evening? Please call now. I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to join our net this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through the Echo Link system from Moniante, New York. And I believe my friend Bill from Warrendale, Pennsylvania will be right behind me.
KD2AIT repeater, good evening to everyone. This is, like my fine fellow has introduced, KA3TFB, Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, and Bill here in Western Pennsylvania. And at transmitting time, I am the last one on the Echolink system. Back over to Net Control. Over.
Alrighty. We recognize Kevin and Bill. Alrighty. Good evening, Kevin. How are things wherever you are?
Hey, good evening, Kathy. KD2FPM. Yeah, like I said, I'm out here in Oneonta, down here in the central southern tier of New York. Yeah, I had a bit of a windy day today as that front started passing through, so I'm anticipating some cooler temperatures for the next couple of days. In fact, I'll be covering the weather again on the Adirondack Praise Network tomorrow and Sunday. So if you can't pick it up on 90.9 FM up in your area, you can always go to WVVCUtica.com and click the Listen Live button and check it out there. We got 57 degrees right now under partly cloudy skies, and with that, I'll say 7-3, and I'll back out. I'll hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
Alrighty, Kevin. Well, thank you very much for that information. And next we go to KA3TFB. Bill, your weather is probably warmer than what we have.
Ah, Roger, Roger, fine business indeed. You are correct. You know, we had the air conditioning on the last few days. The high today was 69. It's not that right now, and it's kind of damp. We've had the rain come in the early morning hours till about 11 o'clock. But I had a tough, trying week. Last weekend, the car lost power on the way to work. And drove it down the hill to the garage to get it fixed. And lo and behold, it took a coil pack assembly. And because it's on warranty from last year, we put a coil pack assembly in. Didn't cost me anything. Oh, what a break. That's an expensive part. Anyhow, then we had all kind of complaints. Oh, it was horrible. I was the constable, according to elections, Tuesday for the election, and they had moved the polling station from one place to another, and people didn't know where to go and what to do, and many, 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 many complaints, and I felt bad for the couple who decided to come to the polling station 10 minutes to 8 and find out they're in the wrong place, and they can't make it over to the other place in time, so we lost that vote. But you know what? Everybody's to blame. There's little pieces and things people should have done before they made your trip, but they didn't do it. They didn't look at the mailing that came out. They don't go to the website. And then they're angry at somebody. I happen to be the somebody. Hey, back to Net Control. Good evening to all. I tip my hat to everyone up there, and we'll be listening. KA3TFB through the Echolink system back to that lovely lady on Net Control. Over.
Well, Bill, thank you for the compliment. And, boy, that's unfortunate about voting. We had won an election here, and we weren't familiar, which we should have gotten familiar with, and we didn't vote. So, but we are big about voting. But kudos to you for helping out with the voting. Excellent. So, well, I hope you have a better week. Alrighty, this is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening. WA2U.
Okay, recognizes George, BFF, and John, A2U. Well, George, what's new and exciting? What's your temperature? We've got 54 degrees here.
Well, good evening, Kathy, John, Kevin James, and a little friend from Warrendale. We got a temperature here of 55 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range, say, 55 to 69. 55 is low. And we did have a couple of light drizzles, then we had a quick downpour of rain for just a few minutes right around sunset. And we had some on and off peekaboo sunshine today as well. That's the part I like the best, of course. And we got most stuff ready here to go for the winter now. Just a snowblower that we use for getting the snow off the roof. I got to put a new belt on that, and that was $30 for a belt for that little bit of a snowblower. And didn't make me very happy, that's for sure. So, it was about it. Went out to Dunkin' Donuts today. It's a small coffee and a donut for a senior, of course. I like it on Tuesdays especially. That's when, as with a medium coffee, you get a free donut. I like those. That's what I really like. The free stuff. So, wasn't so much else going on. This will be the last year probably that I'll be vote absentee because of stuff with Mama. But she's going to the nursing home Monday, and I found out things aren't over with the paperwork and questioning and all. I still have to go through about an hour and a half of that Monday when she goes to the nursing home, which one is going to be her assigned social worker. So that's about it. I'm hoping maybe they'll have to come in order to be bad, of course, but maybe in the spring, if she does well in the nursing home, maybe we will be able to get reliable health aids come the spring and that, and get her home maybe for a few months of the year. At least I'm hoping we can do that. Meanwhile, another one of her real friends from back in Astoria passed away. I just found out about that today. So, what can I say? That the woman was 95, mother's 91, so what can we say? All right, God bless, 73's all around, N2PFM clear.
Okay, right, George. Well, that's a great idea for bringing her home for the summertime. You know, that's a good compromise, and they might go with that. That's a good idea. See, I don't understand if they don't have enough staff for home care, and they, you know, why it takes more care in a nursing home, but I don't get it. But sorry to hear about the snowmobile. $30 for a belt. That must have been made out of Kevlar or something. But anyway, well, thanks for checking in, and have a great weekend. Your mom's in her prayers. Up next is WA2U.
Well, good evening, WA2U. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those listening out there. And, 55 degrees, not bad. Yeah, George, they've got you because that's like anything else. It's a particular part, and maybe it's only a certain size, and it's proprietary, so here's a, either you shell out the money, you don't get it. It's amazing. And, boy, there's been some little parts that we've got. I remember I had to order a part here for the freezer one time for a little piece that went on the bottom of the cage that slides in and out of there. And I couldn't believe it was like $19 for this little plastic. Either you bought that or you scraped up things. So they were the only place that would allow you to purchase that. So I had a good day today. Didn't work on a lot of projects. Last night we had a nice fire group. We had about six people. We all sat around the fire. Had a nice, good size fire going. Everybody was putting the logs in, and well, I don't know. It was like we turned the clocks back to July or August. But we enjoyed that. Had the 807s, had the Sirius XM radio outside, and just really enjoyed everyone's camaraderie, and it was kind of nice out there last evening. But who thought we would have been doing that on November 5th? Yesterday, we were also up in the Boonville area. Had to run some errands up there. And just wanted to give an update. Since there's not a lot of people, I might as well share this, but there's probably a lot of people listening. We got an email. Let me drop this. Got an email from one of the net check-ins we haven't heard from in a while, is Rich, N2KPR. And he's had some issues with his hearing aids, and so under advisement, he's not supposed to wear them, and so he has difficulty hearing, so he should be getting squared away by November 17th, and they will hear him on the net every once in a while. But Kathy and I sent him an email because we were wondering what had happened to him in his absence. So, all right. We'll turn it back over to Nat. I'm not sure if there's anything going on amateur radio-wise this weekend. There's always a lot of interesting contests on HF bands, yet we've got to get our antennas up and get squared away on that. I'm not sure how we're going to do that, but right now we're working, my project is the TV antenna. So, got that up, and I've got to make some masting adjustments tomorrow. It's kind of leaning, so I want to lower it a little bit before the winds lower it for us. So, WA to you, back to net.
Okay, John. There's another cat wants to check in, I think. All right, KC2YXN, and George, I said snowmobile instead of snowblower, so I apologize for that. I did mean snowmobile belt, but... Okay, this is KC2YXN, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins.
This is KD2AIT, good evening.
KC2WI.
N2KKL, good evening.
Excellent. We have Jeff, Pete, and Pauline joining us. Jeff, you sound like you're out in either Mobile or maybe camping.
Roger that. We're up here at camp, and we're getting ready to do some hunting tomorrow. And me and the boys up here playing a little bit of cards. Getting ready to call it night here soon. We got to get up at 4:30 in the morning, so it's probably about that time. We're just up here for a couple nights and trying to get a deer in all this warm weather. I tell you almost got to wear bug spray when you're out there right now. It's amazing how warm it is. I'm not complaining. I mean, it's not great hunting up here up by North Lake. This time of year, you usually want it to be pretty cold to get them moving down towards the farmlands. But I'll take it. I'll sacrifice a little bit of hunting for this warm weather. It's beautiful out, and I agree with WATU John there. It is unbelievable for this time of year. We would have had a campfire out here tonight had it been for the fact that we don't want to smell like campfire smoke in the morning and scare all the critters away. Anyway, so that's about it. We're getting ready to wrap it up here for the night. So good hearing everybody. This is KD2AIT, Claire.
Alrighty, Jeff. Well, enjoy. It's always fun to go camping, even no matter what the weather, I think. But, yeah, boy, what a stellar week we had this week. I got a ton of stuff done outside, so that was really, really good. But thanks for joining us, and say hi to the fellows for me. Alrighty, up next is Pete. And what have you been up to?
KC2WI, well, I got a book in the mail here. I just read the first two things. And that's pretty interesting, where I never knew where Ampex, the name, came from. But that's interesting. I do remember reading something about the Germans invented the tape recorder and, it was stolen by the Allies. Anyway, I took off Wednesday morning, not at 8 o'clock or 8:30 as I had originally planned. It was more like 10 before I was in the car, but I had a few things to do. I had a couple phone calls I had to make, and then I spent at least half an hour, probably closer to an hour, screwing around, trying to, think of a couple things I ought to take with me because it gets dark at 5 o'clock and I should do some work. Well, that was a waste of time. I should have just left. So I went up, stopped, one of my favorite places there along Route 8, took a little hike, I mean nothing special, but actually went out in the sun a little bit, felt like summer, and then continued on up home and did a little work around the house, did a little patch on the porch roof. We had ding where got a cut from shoveling the snow, and so be smart, we got to make sure you only use plastic shovels. I think if you still hit it hard enough you could probably put a cut in the roof, but it'd be pretty hard. Got that all done, and then yesterday morning I didn't really rush out because it was pretty crummy looking out, although it wasn't too cold. But I did get out in the afternoon, took a hike up Fish Mountain, got out of my favorite little spot there to some ledges, and had about an hour and a half of really nice sun before I had to, before the clouds kind of rolled in. And it was only, I think, 3:30, 4 o'clock, but it looked like it was going to rain at any time, but it never really did. And it was 53, I think, last night, the last I looked, and it was 51 when I looked this morning. And I had intended to come back last night, but I decided I'll wait till the morning. I'll sit down and I'll write my newspaper column. I got to do that sooner or later anyway. And when I got back here, it was really warm. It was 73 degrees was the high. I ended up with the shorts, shorts and t-shirt for a while. It was just so warm. Getting ready for the big Mars Comex, most really Sunday, and I still got to do some studying up on some of the message format, the new message formats. Maybe do a little work on that tomorrow, either on the air or maybe with a couple guys on email or something, to see if I got it right. And other continuing to work. I was working out on. In fact, I still got two computers sitting out on the front porch that probably I'll bring in tonight as the temperature gets colder. But they're both cranking away doing something right now. So that's the scoop here. I did, Jeff kidded me about going swimming. I didn't do that, but I did put my feet in the water. I did yesterday, but when I came in, I was going to take a shower. I said, you know, before I do that, I'm just going to walk down and wait around just to say I did it. And, you know, there's no way I would have gone in more than a foot, but it was tolerable for doing that. So I can say November 5th, I guess. No, I didn't do it today. And, boy, it's really nice up there this time of the year because it's really deserted. It's super, super quiet. And, you know, you could be 20 miles out in the woods. Just sit right out in front of the house and out on the lake. And you know, of course, it's real quiet. All the leaves are down, of course, and all that. But it's still pretty nice. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yes, it's beautiful. We have quite a few tamaracks up here, and they are still really beautiful in color, despite the fact all the maples and everything else have dropped their leaves. But, that's great. Good. Anything else for us this evening?
No, I don't think there's nothing really coming up other than that exercise. And, the radio club meeting is not for a while. It's kind of funny, the scenario for this is a huge coronal mass ejection that creates a geomagnetic storm, you know, like the Carrington event of 1855 or whenever it was. And lo and behold, look at spaceweather.com. In fact, one of the Mars guys forwarded it. What does it say? It says, CME expected, but, you know, minor, you know, it's a minor geomagnetic storm, so, you know, it's going to probably be pretty tough on HF, I think, Sunday, but we'll see what happens. KC2WI.
Okay, Jeff, well, that sounds pretty exciting. I'm sorry, that was Pete. Sorry. I'm not keeping my mind on what I'm doing here. So, good. Well, that's good. You always have a full schedule, and you did your polar bear swim today, too. My goodness. Alrighty, N2KKL, Pauline.
AC2Y, N2KKL. Good evening, Kathy and everybody. This evening, had a nice day today until it decided to rain. It was weird. We had a little bit of rain in the morning, but then, probably 2:30, it poured. It couldn't have rained any harder for about 10 minutes, and that was it. And my son-in-law works in New Hartford, and he said they didn't have anything. So it was really strange. And last night, it was very humid. I went out and did a little shopping. I had to take off my outer shirt, it was so warm, but it was very humid. But anyway, it is what it is. It's going to be cooler tomorrow. It's already cooling down here. I don't know, we're in the 50s someplace, I'm not sure where. Yeah, about 54, so it's not bad. Anyway, just wanted to get in and say howdy. I know I haven't been in lately much because I've been doing other things, and there's so many nets that I could get into this time of night, so, and I got to skedaddle because I got to do Octane tonight, so 7 for y'all, and God bless, N2KKL, back to you, Kath.
Okay, Pauline, well, thanks for joining this evening, and have fun on your nets. Yeah, we had a big downpour, and then the sun came out, just like George had mentioned, and I was looking around for rainbows. But it soon clouded all up again, and so that didn't happen. I didn't see, we have a lot of trees, but I didn't see any. So, alrighty, this is KC2YXN. Are there any comments, queries, notes, news, nonsense, or late check-ins at this point in time? Alright, before
before I close the net here, I'll give us our Friday evening chuckle. So here goes. Why don't cannibals ever eat Pentecostals? Because they keep throwing up their hands. I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank everyone who checked in this evening. Kevin, Bill, George, John, Jeff, Pete, and Pauline, and those all who listen on scanners and whatever else that you might want you be listening to, you would be listening to. And everybody have a good evening and a safe and fun weekend. 73 and 88 to Wall.
This is KC2YXN.
Clear.
This is KC2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink on this repeater. It's always appreciated. Hopefully, we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. KC2FPM says 73 and clear.
Check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations come now, please. After the tail drops, please.
KC2NBU, good evening. No traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. Okay, where the without traffic stations coming up with? This is Acton looking for any additional stations that would like to check in tonight. Where the without traffic? And please check in after your tail drops on your repeater. Okay, Ray, thanks for the check-in. Much appreciated. 7-3 East Wall, have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.
YFALW, good evening, Jake.
M5ALW, gotcha. Thank you, Chip, for checking in, Bob. Much appreciated. 7-3, have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. I think the weather is kind of going to slip a little bit on us here in the next few days. KA2ZZ.